is standing right beside you if you can't make it on your own.
This is the 808 with DJ Ho'olohe for your Island Style Hour at radio.dominican.edu. Now, this is my show where I talk about all things Hawaii, since I am from Hawaii. That's why my show is called the 808, because Hawaii is the 808 state. And before Hawaii became the 50th state, it was its own country, as you probably know. Hawaii has its very own specific culture, and it has some different religious beliefs. So there's a whole, like, different, like, mythology with a whole bunch of, like, different, like, superstitions and Hawaiian legends that is a part of the culture in Hawaii, which I've grown up with, but I think it's just really, really fascinating to other people who aren't from Hawaii to figure out that Hawaii is so different, even though it is part of the United States of America. So today, I'm going to be talking about some of Hawaii, like some of Hawaiian mythology they have different like gods and goddesses, and some of Hawaii's legends, and some Hawaiian superstitions. So starting out with the mythology of different gods and goddesses, it's really, really interesting to, like, because Hawaii is a very, like, it's very involved with nature, and it's very involved with, like, nature is very important. It's a part of Hawaii, along with, like, the weather, and along with, like, back in the ancient Hawaiian days, like, with, like, battles and wars and different stuff like that. So starting out with some of the gods and goddesses, Pele is one of the most popular, like, goddesses in the Hawaiian culture and Hawaiian mythology. She's also known as Madam Pele or Tutu Pele, and she is the fire goddess. She lives on the Big Island in the Kilauea volcanoes, because she is the fire goddess, and she is kind of, there are like all these like images online, and there are all these like murals and paintings of Madam Pele, and how she is kind of the volcano where her hair is black, and she wears this red hakule, and that's kind of like the top of the volcano, and she's like dressed in this red outfit because she kind of is the volcano, if that makes sense. So when the volcano erupts on the Big Island, it means for Hawaii, it means that Pele is upset, or she's very angry, because she is she's known to be very, like, jealous and easily angered. So when tourists come to Hawaii, and sometimes they'll take like souvenirs or something, they'll take like lava rocks from the volcano, and you do not do that. You do not want to do that, because that will make Pangri very, that will make Pele very angry. That will make her very angry, and she will, and like, the eruptions will become more frequent and a lot more intense, and that's how you know that Pele is mad, and those people who take those rocks will get major karma for it. Like, there have been incidents where tourists have taken, like, rocks or something from, like, volcanoes, and then they'll, like, get on a bus or something, and they'll, like, or they'll, like, get in the car or something, and then they'll get into, like, a car accident or something, and it's, like, not, like, a major car accident, but, like, they'll, like, hydroplane or something crazy like that, and it's just major bocce when you make Pelé mad. There are also, Pelé also has a lot of siblings. Like, Kamoho'oli, which is the god of, which is the shark god. And he's really, it's a really interesting power that he has, because he can form into any fish in the ocean, and he is really cool because he would help some boats that got lost in the ocean. If there was, if these boats were getting lost in the ocean, he could like help them find their way back home if he was in the form of a shark or in the form of a fish, and that's really cool. There's also, that's one of Pelé's brothers. There's also Pelé's sister named Namaka, and she's the ocean goddess. And Namaka and Pelé are known in Hawaiian legends to get into fights. They would always get into fights together, and Pelé would erupt in her. And the lava would go into the ocean, and that would make Namaka mad. So Namaka would have these strong ocean currents, like, just pounding against upon the lava rocks with Pelé. And even though Pelé tried with all her might and had her family help her fight Namaka, Namaka would always win. So Namaka and Pelé, they do not get along, even though they are sisters. And there's also Hi'iaka, which is actually a group of Pele's sisters, but the youngest Hi'iaka sister is the goddess of hula dancers and chants and sorceries and medicine, which is kind of cool. And there's a story about Hi'iaka and Pelé, but I'm going to talk about that later on. There's also Kaho'ali'i, which is the god of sorcerers and sorcery, which is really cool because this god can construct like different like objects and statues from stone and wood and coral, and he would like craft these things and he could bring them to life, which was really cool. And there's also Kamapu'a, which is the warlike boar god. In Hawaii there are a lot of wild boars, and Kamapu'a is this god who would turn into a boar, and he could also turn into the state fish, which is the humuhumu nuku nuku apua'a. Apua'a. Pua'a is pig, and he's Kamapu'a. And he was known to be very, like, a handsome man, and he was very, like, strong in war, and he became countable in battle, like with a boar, with his boar face, and he would, with the tusks and the snout, and he would, that's how he would go into battle, and he would be very like powerful like that. And then there's Laka, which is the goddess of reproduction, and she is credited with inventing hula. And with the red with the red, and she also had these red flowers that she would use to decorate the halau temples that she had. And there's also Ku, which is the god of war. He has this fiery mace, and it burns with the souls of gods and demons and morals. And he has this battle prowess, and it saved deities in Hawaiian, like, legends. Then there's Kane, which is the chief of Hawaiian Trinity and the god of wild plants and wild crops and things like that. And it's really cool because he could grow these really large trees that would go all the way up, and that would always be really cool, because the legend has that he grew these large trees and it separated the earth from the sky, the way that he would grow those. And then there's Lono, which is the god of cultivation and agricultural food. And he fished up the sun and the moon by putting them into orbit with a fish hook. And that's how he could get his plants to grow. Like, he's really known for sweet potato. For Hawaiian sweet potato, growing Hawaiian sweet potato. And then, of course, there is the most famous demigod, Maui, also known in Hawaii as the Hawaiian Superman. And he is the son of Akalana and Hina, which Hina is a Hawaiian goddess. And he is known as a Kapua demigod, which is kind of a trickster demigod, because there are many legends where he plays a lot of tricks on his brothers, because he has four brothers, I believe, and he's known for playing lots of tricks on them, and that's how he, being a trickster, actually kind of helps him with all of these Hawaiian legends that he is a part of. He tricks his brothers into helping him do things, and the way that he is a trickster just kind of helps him. Well, I'm going to talk about legends a little later on, but right now I'm going to take a short break. So remember that this is the 808 with DJ Ho'olohe for your Island Style Hour at radio.dominican.edu.
I thought no one would ever love me. I figured I would be alone. I hid where you could never find me. I planned to make it on my own.
Make it on my own.
I thought the world would go on spinning if I never showed my face. But then you caught me in a corner. I felt so out of place.
So out of place.
And then the world stopped. When I saw you, I was speechless. For a minute, maybe two, then my heart dropped. So what else could I do but shout it from the sidewalk?
Thank you. I thought no one would ever want me. I figured chances were so small.
And then the world stopped when I saw you. I was speechless for a minute, maybe two. Then my heart dropped. So what else could I do but shout it from the sidewalks, shout it from the street.
I'm back, and remember that this is the 808 with DJ Ho'olohe for your Island Style Hour at radio.dominican.edu. And just before I took the short break, I talked about some of the gods and goddesses in Hawaii, and that's a part, and how Hawaiian mythology is part of the culture in a way. And now I'm going to be talking about some Hawaiian legends and some old Hawaiian stories that involve some of these Hawaiian gods and goddesses. So there are a lot of stories that involve Maui, which is a Hawaiian demigod. And there's the story of how Maui holds up the Hawaiian Islands. Maui made this magic fish hook that he carved out of bone, and he prayed to the gods that he would catch something so big, because every time he would go out fishing with his brothers, he wouldn't catch anything. So he made this magic, he made this fish hook, and then he prayed to the gods that he would catch something so big. So when he went out fishing with his brothers, he threw his fish hook in, and it went to the ocean floor, and it got caught. It snagged on something. So Maui tried to pull it up, and he told his brothers, "Don't look back, just as paddle as fast as you can." And he was just kind of tricking them in a way. Because he did this several times, which is how we got the Hawaiian Islands. But when his brothers finally looked back, they saw that he was pulling up islands. So it's kind of like the trickster way that, the trickster part of Maui, how he tricked his brothers into pulling up what we now have, our 8 Hawaiian Islands. And there's also the story of how Maui slowed the sun. And it was because his mother, Hina, she would complain that the sun would move too fast and her kapa wouldn't dry in time. And kapa is a fabric made from tree bark. it's a in old Hawaiian days, they would get this tree bark from this tree and they would pound it out and wet it and make kapa, and that's what they would use for like their clothing. And so he climbed up to Haleakala, which is the house of the sun, and he lassoed, and when the sun was rising, he lassoed the sun rays, and as the sun pleaded and begged to be released from the lasso, Maui said, okay, as long as you make the days longer. And the sun agreed, with the summer days being longer and the winter days being shorter, and that is how Maui slowed the sun. And those are just some of the legends of Maui that I remember growing up with, because I remember hearing these stories from a young age, like in third grade is at my school in third grade. Third grade is the year where we learned Hawaiiana, where we learned everything in Hawaii, where we learned like everything about like Native Hawaiians, and like we learned a little bit of Hawaiian language, especially with the teacher that I had, who was actually of Hawaiian descent. We got to learn a little bit of Hawaiian language, and we also got to like sing in Hawaiian. We would have like mele every week, and we would sing like local songs or like songs in Hawaiian, and that was always a lot of fun. That was a fun year. And there are also some stories like Hi'iaka, like what I talked about earlier, how Pele came from Tahiti and she traveled to the Hawaiian Islands, but she was carrying an egg, and that egg was Hi'iaka, and the full name actually is Hi'iaka Ika Poli o Pele, which means Hi'iaka, the bosom of Pele, because that's how Pele would hold this egg. And Hi'iaka was when she hatched from this egg as Pele's sister. She was the most loyal sister out of all of Pele's sisters. Pele had a lot of siblings, but she was, and a lot of sisters, but Hi'iaka was the most loyal of the sisters, until they both fell in love with the same guy, who is Prince Lohiau, which is the Prince of Kauai, and they both fell madly in love with this handsome prince on the island of Kauai, but Pele was forced to marry Kamapua, which kind of made Pele, because Pele did not want to marry Kamapua because she didn't like him, and Kamapua'a was very persistent and married Pele anyway because her family made her, because Pele's family made her marry Kamapua'a, and it actually worked out in the end because Pele and Kamapua'a fell in love. But there's that. And then there's also Menehune, which are, like, there's legends. There's many legends with Menehune, and they're kind of like Hawaiian elves or leprechauns, if you will. They're said to be about 2 feet tall, and they like to build and construct things. And like the Alekoko fish pond, there are many things around the Hawaiian Islands that they have been built, that they supposedly built, these little menehune. And sometimes if you go camping and you hear splashing at night near a beach or near a waterfall, it could be menehune, because the menehune, they enjoy playing pranks on islanders. And there are like photos and cartoons of little menehune, and they're just like, they're like little elves, and they wear these little like chief hats, and they just kind of look like cute little Hawaiian elves. And there are also things on the island like Pele's chair. There's on the island I'm from, island of Oahu, there's by Cocoa Head, kind of like between Makapu'u and Cocoa Head, there's this like it's a big rocky cliff area, but at the top there's this kind, it's this chair, it's this large chair that's made out of rocks. You can tell it's made out of rocks, and it looks like a chair, and it's really, really cool. And it's supposedly the Menehune made that chair for Pele as kind of like Pele's throne when she would come to the island of Oahu, because now Pele lives on the big island where the active volcano is. But when there were active volcanoes on Oahu, it was told that the Menehune built that chair for Pele as a throne. And there are, like, these are just some of the legends that I remember and what I remember heard growing up. But there's also another very important part of Hawaiian legends, which is night marchers. Night marchers are they're Hawaiian warriors that are ghosts. And they're kind of scary. I'm not gonna lie. It's very, very spooky and very, very scary if you have ever encountered night marchers. And I know people who have, and it can be very, very scary. You hear this beat of a pounding drum, and you hear chants, and you see these like line of like torches, and if you hear them come towards you, and it gets, the poundings of the drum get louder and louder, and you hear this conch shell, and that, you hear the conch shell blow, that's the signal. That is a signal that you need to run and hide if you're far away enough. If you aren't far away enough, then you hit the deck. You get on the ground. You get on the ground face down. And that is to show a sign of respect of these Hawaiian warriors, or there's usually, like, these night marchers are usually, like, here to, like, protect a Hawaiian chief. They're usually there to protect a great Hawaiian chief, which is, like, one of the, like, the big, like, most important Hawaiian chiefs, like, King Kamehameha, who are, like, very, like, kapu. But these usually, they don't just, like, happen, like, anywhere. They usually happen in significant places, like, on ancient battleground, like, what were, like, ancient battlegrounds, or, like, burial grounds, or, like, Hawaiian, like, where they would, like, have, like, Hawaiian, like, churches, where they had Hawaiian, like, religious churches, I guess. And they've happened at places like the Puli Highway, which was a famous King Kamehameha battle site. Well, which is now Puli Highway, but it was back in ancient Hawaiian days. It was a famous battle site of King Kamehameha. And out by Kualoa Ranch on the windward side of the island, it was apparently homes of hundreds of chiefs in the ancient Hawaiian days. And there have been, like, incidences of night marchers causing these car crashes, like, late at night out by Kualoa on the windward side of the island. And there are some sacred temples out at Kaena Point, which is North Shore, and Yokohama Bay, and Kalama Valley. And there have been incidences and night marchers sightings. And Night Marchers aren't really there to terrorize people, but it's to protect. It's more of to protect and to, it's more of to protect the high-ranked chiefs that are at a kapu status. But Night Marchers they usually happen during the last four Hawaiian moon phases. And you never go looking for Night Marchers. You don't go looking for Night Marchers because Night Marchers will come. Night Marchers usually come and find you. And if you lie head down, face down, if you happen to encounter Night Marchers as a sign of respect. And if you are caught looking at them, they have been told to kill people. Like, I know it's Night Marchers and they're ghosts, but like these are just, Night Marchers are a little more than ghosts in Hawaii. They're a little more than ghosts. They're very, very real and very scary. And if they're caught looking at you, they will kill you unless you share a bloodline with one of them as ancestors. Unless you have, like, Hawaiian blood and one of your ancestors is there, then you are safe. If you actually are of Hawaiian ancestry. Because not a lot of people who live in Hawaii are of Hawaiian ancestry. There's a difference between being Hawaiian and being from Hawaii. Being Hawaiian means you have a Hawaiian blood in you. You are, like, you have Hawaiian ancestry. But if you are from Hawaii, you're just from Hawaii and you were born and raised. Like, I am born and raised from Hawaii, but I am not Hawaiian. And I know people who, like, have some Hawaiian blood in them and they are Hawaiian and they are born and raised in Hawaii. So there's a difference with that. And I'm going to take another short break, but remember that this is The 808 with DJ Ho'olohe for your Island Style Hour at radio.dominican.edu.
I don't wanna rush, but baby, when we touch, wanna let you touch. come. Just a little touch from you, boy, I love you so much. You'll be my Superman, don't feel no pain. Take me higher, none of the clowns. Up, 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 and away.
You take me higher than the clouds.
And I am back, and remember that this is the 808 with DJ Ho'olohe for your Island Style Hour at radio.dominican.edu. And in the beginning of my show, I talked about some of the Hawaiian gods and goddesses and how Hawaii has their own Hawaiian has their own gods and goddesses and myths. And earlier I talked about some Hawaiian legends that I remember from my childhood and I heard growing up hearing. And I also talked about night marchers. And now I'm going to talk about some Hawaiian superstitions. Because with these Hawaiian gods and goddesses and with all these legends and night marchers and things like that, there are things that you should do and you should not do. So there are things like, if you're going on a boat and if you go fishing, do not bring bananas with you. It brings bad luck and it brings no fish. So if you're in Hawaii and you want to go fishing on a boat, do not bring bananas because it's bad luck. And do not take a rock or sand or a lava rock from a volcano or outside of Hawaii, because you do not, like I mentioned earlier, you don't want to make Pele mad. Like, I know it's cool if you go to Hawaii and you take some rocks or whatever and then you want to take them home, but you do not want to make Pele angry, because Pele is not a very pleasant person when she's angry, and you will get major bocce. I heard this one story once where in fourth grade, you take this trip to the Big Island and you get to go hiking and you get to walk across the lava fields and stuff like that. And you get to eat lunch in the lava fields and stuff. And there's this one kid that I heard about that he ate lunch, and you know how you're supposed to take your trash with you because you're not supposed to leave it there. And he stuffed it into one of the crevices in the lava fields, and it was so far down that the teachers and everyone couldn't get it out. So when they flew back the next day, they couldn't, because they made us check in our bags, because we weren't allowed, because they didn't want us to have carry-ons. They made us check in our bags, and his bag was the only one that they couldn't find. So that was major bocce, major karma. And there's also, do not whistle at night. That's a really big one that a lot of people don't know about. But I was talking to one of my friends earlier, and we were talking about home and stuff. And then she's like, I didn't know that was a thing. It's like, you didn't know that was one of the major things. Because if you whistle at night, it's kind of like you're summoning night marchers. And if you were listening earlier, you know that you do not want to summon night marchers. It's not good. Because night marchers can do some really spooky stuff with you. And there's also, do not take pork over the Pali Highway. Some of these are kind of weird, but it will make Pele angry with her romance with Kamapua. Don't. Unless you have a tea leaf with you, which goes to my next one. If you travel with pork, bring a tea leaf with you, because the tea leaf will protect you and it gets rid of all the bad angry spirits that come with pork, because pork can attract bad and angry spirits. And never, this is more, okay, this is, this one, this next one's more of a local one, but never leave chopsticks standing up straight in a bowl of rice. This is more of a local, like, Asian superstition, but that brings, if you do that, that will bring bad luck, and bad luck will follow you. And that's, a lot of these have to do with luck. And people in Hawaii and kind of part of the Asian culture, we tend to be very superstitious. So there are a lot of superstitions. Like, these are just some of them that I'm listing. And there's also, do not sleep with your head facing the window. Do not sleep with your head with the window, because it is said that if you sleep your head against the window, demons will come and cut off your head. And you don't want that. There's also, don't sleep with your feet to the door. I know in some cultures you're supposed to do that, but in the Hawaii culture, you don't want to sleep with your feet to the door, because at night when you're sleeping, spirits leave your body, and if your feet aren't against the, if your feet aren't towards the door, like if your feet are towards the door, the spirits can't find their way back. And there's also, if you're sleep with their feet towards the door, night marchers will come and drag you out. And you really, really don't want to, you don't want that to happen. And there's also, don't pluck a red ohia lehua flower from a tree. If so, you are separating this, these star-crossed lovers of ohia and lehua. And it will rain. It will rain buckets if you pick an ohia lehua, a red ohia lehua flower off the tree. This happened once to my friend. In sixth grade, we go to camp, and her class, we take this all-day hike, and this one kid decided to be, because we're in sixth grade and you decide to be a stupid middle schooler, like, oh, this will be funny, and he picked a red ohia lehua flower. And you're not supposed to do that in the first place, because one, they're an endangered species, like most Hawaiian plants, and two, it will rain buckets. So he picked that flower, and the teacher found out, like, it's very upsetting, so they, instead of having a all-day hike, they had a half-day hike, and they had to go back to, like, the campsite, and when they woke up the next morning, the next day, it poured buckets all day. It poured all day. Major, major bocce. You, it's stupid. But yeah. And there is, oh, there's, do not kill a large black moth. Do not, you don't kill moths. If it's a large black moth, you don't kill it. And I know it's a bug, it's an insect, it's scary, whatever, but in Asian culture and in Hawaiian culture, it is a deceased loved one visiting you. So, like, when I go to my popo's house, which is my Chinese grandmother, in the Chinese culture, it is, like, things like moths and spiders that she would never kill. She wouldn't kill a moth, and she wouldn't kill a spider, because it would be, like, her mother, or it would be, like, her husband, or it would be my dad or something. So it's like, I see a moth, and I'm like, hey, what's up, Dad? It's just kind of a thing. And it was really funny, because this one time at the beach house, there's this moth that flew in the house, and some people are like, oh my god, kill it. And it's like, no, don't kill it. Like, everyone, like, on my side of the family said, no, don't kill it. And me and my sister were just kind of like, hey, maybe it's dad, or maybe it's Gong Gong, which is grandfather. So we're just kind of like, so we're just, and it was like, it was at this one spot where everyone was sitting, and they were just all like, kind of, you know, having a drink and whatever, so we're just like, it's probably dad. So we're just like, hey, what's up, dad? And it's just kind of funny. And there's also the smell of flowers. Sorry. The smell of flowers and, like, the sweet-smelling smell of flowers. And that's also means that, like, a ghost could be with you or a loved one coming to see you. There's this one story that I know of that one of my teachers, actually, I think, he used to have this ghost of a child follow him, and every time his curtains would blow and he would get this smell of the plumeria flower, and he would know that it would be this ghost of a young girl. It's like, not all ghosts are night marchers, by the way. Not all ghosts are like night marchers. They're very nice and friendly ghosts. But other superstitions are, like, don't point to a graveyard. Do not point to, especially a Chinese cemetery, because Chinese cemeteries can be very, very, like, spooky and scary and stuff like that. So you never point to a Chinese graveyard unless you want bad luck. There's also, do not drive past a graveyard with your windows down, because bad spirits can come into your car, and that is not good. There's also, if you see an elderly woman on the side of the road, offer her food or drink, because that is tutu pele in elderly woman form, and you want to treat pele well, because no one likes it when pele's angry. They're like, on the local news in Hawaii, it will, like, show, like, the volcanoes erupting and lava flowing into the ocean. And, like, when it's, like, very, like, violent and it's very spewing, you know, like, people, like, the Hawaii newscasters will know that, like, Tutu Pele is very angry. And there's also another one. If you see a woman on the side of the road wearing a cloak, offer her a ride, because that is Pele in form. In a human woman form, and if you offer her a ride and you ride for a little while longer, she will disappear, but she will leave you with good luck. And if you have Pele with good luck, that's a very good thing. But I am due to take another short break, but remember that this is DJ Ho'olohe on the 808 for your Ion Style Hour at radio.dominican.edu.
I believe before this decade is out, of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the earth.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
You're my runaway satellite in the night. Watch it fly by. If I could only be your shining star, then maybe you might orbit me. But I'm too small to be your gravity. And there's so much life out there. I know I could never bring you down. You are well beyond my. Nothing left here. And if this only was another life, then I would chase you to the stars. But I cannot be your rocket man. All I've ever known is here. I know I could never bring you down.
Remember that this is the 808 with DJ Ho'olohe for your Island Style Hour at radio.dominican.edu. Now, I have to close up my show pretty soon, but I'm just going to recap what I talked about today. And today, I talked about Hawaiian mythology and how in Hawaii there's a different mythology, like we have different gods and goddesses, and we also have Hawaiian legends and Hawaiian, we have stories about ancient Hawaii and some legends that go along with that, with these gods and goddesses. I also talked about night marchers, which are not so friendly ghost warriors that you really don't want. And I also talk about some superstitions, including some of these Hawaiian gods and goddesses, and some things that you don't want to do so you don't upset these gods and goddesses and these people of Hawaii. So remember that I'm going to be back next week. I'm going to be back next week Monday at the same time, 6 to 7 p.m. here at Penguin Radio. But coming up from 8 to 9, which is in an hour, from 8 to 9 p.m. is DJ Jazz with the premiere, and he talks about a whole bunch of movies, which is really, really cool. But remember, I have to close up my show right now, but I'm going to be back next week. But remember that this is the 808 with DJ Ho'olohe for your Iron Style Hour at radio.dominican.edu. Bye, guys. Thanks.